Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I know it's Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community now, we find Lum sitting leisurely at his breakfast table. Abner has just come in. Listen.
Oh, come in, Abner. Come on in. I just boiled up a pot of coffee.
Well?
Yeah, sit down and have a cup.
Well, oh, me no, Lum. I ain't got time. What's the matter with you? Don't you know this is the 4th of July?
Why, well, sure, I know it.
Well, what are you doing sitting here drinking coffee for, then?
Oh, I don't know. Because I like it, that's why.
Well, I know, but you're supposed to be over to my house right now, Lum. Pomeroy's will be there any minute to pick us up and carry us on out to the picnic ground.
Oh, you and Elizabeth going in Earl's car, huh?
Yeah, you are, too. So come on, let's get started now.
Well, wait a minute, Abner.
Hurry up. Elizabeth sent me over here to fetch you over there.
Well, thanks, but I don't believe I'll go, what? Abner.
Huh?
I say I don't believe I'll go.
Mom, you know what you're saying?
Why, sure, I know.
Well, this is the 4th of July. This is the day of the annual picnic out there at Pin Oak Flat.
I know it.
You always get in a slim man's race every year out there.
I know what, I win that thing, well, I'm tired of it.
Well, we ain't missed a picnic for years, Mom.
I know we ain't, but this year I'm going to.
Doggy, that's the beatenest thing I ever heard of. Now, why ain't you going?
Well, Abner, I'll take... Well, no, I believe that was my ring. Excuse me a minute.
Doggy, he must be out of his head.
Hello. Hell entered his residence.
Slim man and fat man.
Well, boy. Happy 4th of July to you, Elizabeth.
A sack race. I know he's going there.
Yeah, he's here. Just a minute and I'll put him on. Here, Abner, it's your woman.
Oh, reckon what she wants. Wants to hurry. Reckon... Hello, honey.
Get out there and lemonade myself to death. Get
go,
sick.
Go by the store and get what? I thought the Pomeroys were supposed to bring olives.
Flying Jane makes me sick, too.
Oh, all right.
Damn them things.
Yeah, I'll ask him. Yeah, we'll hurry.
Go
all right, honey.
Off,
goodbye. Lum, Elizabeth wants to know if you still got them folding chairs, them canvas ones, you know, if you had, we're supposed to bring them along.
Yeah, I believe I still got them somewhere. Don't recollect exactly where I put them, though.
I don't know what she wants to drag them things along for. Me and Earl can take the cushions out of the car and be right comfort on them. Takes you a couple hours to figure out how to get them set up, and when you try to sit down them, they fold up again every time.
What, the cushions out of the car?
No, them folding chairs, Lum. Them things will pinch you. Well, we better find out and get going here and find them chairs.
Yeah, I'll help you look for them, but I told you I ain't going.
Well, now, that's plumb silly, Lum.
Maybe so, but my mind's made up.
Well, why ain't you going?
Well, Abner, well, that's my phone again. Excuse me.
Well, I'll look around for them chairs, and I'll tell them
where. Hello, elevator chairs,
under the bed.
Oh, right. Hello, Ulysses. Yeah, it is a good day for it. How's that?
A comfort to sit under there, though.
Oh, yeah, he's over here. Yeah, just a second, Ulysses. Hey, Abner, this is for you. It's Ulysses S. Quincy.
Oh, much obliged. Reckon what he wants now.
I think I know where them chairs is at. Go ahead.
Hello? Oh, well, we're going with Earl, Ulysses, Earl Pomeroy.
That ain't a chair under the bed.
Well, I don't know why not. Well, we can squeeze you in some way, I reckon. Oh, I don't think Earl will mind. They'll just be you and your woman and the kids, won't they? Who? Oh, I never know they was visiting you. Well, it will make it a little crowded, I reckon. We'll figure it out some way, though. Yeah, Lum can hold some of the kids on his lap, I reckon.
Oh, can he?
Yeah, well, you going over to my place. Me and Lum will meet you over there. Yeah, all right, Ulysses, old boy. Goodbye. Oh, but I hope Earl's got good strong springs on that car of his. Did you find the chairs, Lum?
No, but I happen to think I recollect where they're at. They're over to Spears's. Grandpap borrowed them for the picnic last year. Never brought them back.
Oh, well, we'll pick them up on the way back from the store, then. Let's see now, what was I supposed to get over at the store?
Olives.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I ought to ask you, Ulysses, for bringing olives.
Well, even if they are, you'll more than likely need more.
Yeah, maybe so. Ulysses' brother from Hatfield up here with all his young'uns, and they're all going along, too.
Oh, that's fine.
Okay, they'll be squalling and hollering and fighting all day long. And one of them's bound to fall in the creek, I know that. Them young'uns, Ulysses, ain't no angels, fur that goes. Recollect last year, I had the whole little Ellery on my lap, and he had candy all the way out there. I was covered with it from head to foot. They had to pry me out of the car when I got there. Well, we better get started, I reckon.
You need a putty knife to clean yourself off.
Oh,
I ain't going, Abner.
Well, don't you want to have any fun?
Well, yeah, I like to have fun as far as that goes.
Well, come on, let's get going then. This is a holiday. Happy holiday. 4th of July just comes once a year. Don't forget that, Lon.
Yeah, that's its main advantage.
Well, come on, get your head on, Lon. We're holding things up. They're waiting for us.
Well,
come on.
There's the phone again. You might as well get it. It's more than likely for you, some
well,
of that.
Well, more like they're ready to start. That's the whole trouble. Hello? No, this is Abner. Oh, what is it, Elizabeth? Well, I ain't been to the store yet.
Spend the whole day getting ready.
Blooming? Well, you ain't got time to wash clothes. This is a holiday. Oh, who's been bit by ants?
Uh-oh. Started already.
Well, what are the Blevins kids doing over at our house? There.
Oh, for pity's sake.
Well, no, me, I don't think there'll be room for them, Elizabeth.
Put them on top.
Cause the Quinces and his brother from Hatfield and their kids are all going with us, that's why. I told them they could about, just a few minutes ago. Well, I can't do that, Elizabeth. They're all planning on it now. Well, all right, I'll try, but it ain't gonna be easy. You know how stubborn Ulysses is. Well, all right, honey. We'll hurry. Goodbye. Oh, me. Trouble in the home. Lon, would you do me a favor?
Why, sure, if I can.
Call up Ulysses and tell him it was all a mistake and him and his brother can't go with us after all.
No. Now, don't get me in this mess. This is all you're doing.
I reckon you're right. Well, I might as well get it over with, I guess. Dog, it's a cinch we can't all pile into Earl's car. I know the whole bunch can't go.
Are the Blevinses going along, too?
Yeah, they was going with the Seastrunks, but Ezra's car broke down, so the Seastrunks are going to crowd in with the Bartons and the Goshens. But I don't get no answer over there.
Ring them again.
Yeah.
What happened? Did the little Blevinses youngin' get bit by some ants over at your place?
Yeah, and they're not even out to the picnic grounds yet.
Well, if the Blevinses are going, then their dog must be going, too.
Their dog?
Well, they never go no horse out that old hound.
My dog,
he's about 14
right.
year old.
Yeah, that's the worst part of it, too. Him and my dog don't get along. There'll be one dog fight there today, there'll be 20.
Well, just so Elizabeth and Miss Blevins don't get to fighting again this year over whose dog it was that started the dog fight.
Yeah, of course, I'd rather watch him and the dogs, I believe. Ain't as much barking and growling, but there's more biting and hair pulling. I got a muzzle over the place. I wouldn't know where to put on the dog or Elizabeth, though. Yeah, I'm sorry them two women's getting together again. They still don't answer over there.
Hmm.
Yeah, looks like they must be on their way over to my place already. What a time that's going to be now.
Well, I always say it's nice when neighbors can get together on a happy holiday this way.
Yeah. Well, I reckon I better get a batch of rope down to the store.
Oh, now, Abner, don't hang yourself. It ain't that bad.
No, not for that. We're going to have to tie some of the young'uns on the mud guards there. I can see that right now. Put the women folks out there or something.
Yeah, you don't want to squash the lunch basket or bust Ulysses' brother's guitar.
No.
You'll have to take that thing along, I reckon.
Oh, yeah, he plays and sings that beautiful.
That'll be nice.
Yeah, love to hear him sing.
He's got that harmonica fashioned up there, and he plays that and plays the harmonica and the guitar to
oh,
thing.
He's handy with such as that. He's an inventor, that fella is. Yes,
I suppose them young'uns of his will bring along them dandy little bean shooters, too, and work up a lot of jolly fun by shooting everybody in the back of the neck.
More likely. Well, come on, Lum, let's get going. We got a lot of work to do, you know.
Abner, how many times do I have to tell you I ain't going?
Well, that's just plumb silly, Lon. Now, why ain't you going?
Well, just a second, the phone again. You might as well get it.
Oh, all right. Hello. What is it now, Elizabeth?
This is more fun than the picnic.
Oh, my goodness. Well, did you try to call him at his office in his house?
When the Pinot Flats would turn them youngins loose on them acorns down there.
All right, I'll try to find him.
Fatten him up for the summer.
Earl called and said what? For the land's sake, well, why can't his boy help him fix it?
Uh-oh.
Oh, all right, we'll hurry. Goodbye. Oh, me. I've got to find Doc Miller because a Blevins kid pushed little Ellery off the back porch and skinned him up. And then I got to go by the schoolhouse and help Earl fix a flat tar. His boy can't help him do it because they sent him back to the house to shut the windows because it looks like rain.
It does look like rain, don't it?
Oh, Lord, me alive. Flat tar. What are you grinning at, Long?
I ain't grinning.
You are doing it now. Now, you just tell me what's our dad blame for me.
Another thing.
Well, all right, then. Let's get going and get this over with.
Edgar, ain't you got it through your head yet that I ain't going?
Well, ain't you got it through your head this is a holiday picnic? You're going to miss out on all the fun?
Well, Admiral, I'll tell you. You run along, and I'm just going to sit here and suffer in this rocking chair while you fellas are out there having such a good time. Tell everybody happy 4th of July for me.